BMCC show number 28. Welcome to the Mayan Calendar Cast.
Welcome. Welcome.
You're so funny. You always repeat what I just said.
I always repeat what you just said?
Yeah.
I do?
When we enter.
Does that make me funny?
It makes you funny to me.
To you?
Yeah.
Am I still repeating what you just said?
Yes.
Well, I'm a good follower. that's
you are.
Yeah.
You are.
I do my best to
You're
be a good
guest.
Follower.
You are.
This is Jag Daddy.
And I'm Andy Mack, and you're listening to podcast number 28.
And you just caught us kind of buffooning.
Yeah.
We're buffooning on you.
We definitely are.
We planted some seeds last time.
Yeah, we did.
And so we're coming back to, we're going to dig them up and see how they're doing.
No. No, we're going to start germinating.
You got Jaggy apple seed here, seed sower and seed sower digger upper. No, we're not going to bug them little seeds. We're going to let them go through their natural little process.
That's right. And that is the process of consciousness. It is a seed. And then it germinates. And it sprouts. And it proliferates.
And
it buds.
And then
it flowers.
And then?
And it's after it flowers is when the fruit comes.
The fruit.
And what do you got when you have fruit?
Sweet, succulent, juicy, yummies.
You have sustenance and more seeds.
And more seeds.
Yeah.
Seeds and sustenance.
So it's this cycle. It's a cycle.
Look at that.
Cool stuff.
So consciousness is a cycle.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
The Maya had some, they're pretty, they had.
And
they
you know how many seeds pretty. You get from one seed?
How many?
You get a bunch.
A bunch.
In a single you get a bunch
you
of
get
seeds.
A fruit and a whole bunch more seeds for a whole bunch more fruit.
Right.
Look at that.
So it's an expansion now. If you had one little seed in your pocket and you planted it, and you got 10 tomatoes, you'd have like 1,000 seeds.
Or
I don't know if you'd have that many.
Probably have more.
And now you have the potential for more plants.
Like miles of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so when did the great cycle begin?
All that from one seed.
Duration of years. Great cycle contains within it the final...
13.
No, the final underworlds. It contains national, planetary, galactic, and universal.
Right.
So the great cycle contains the top four
levels.
Underworlds, right.
Or the top four levels of the pyramid.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but we are focusing our attention on this great cycle of over 5,000 years. It began, here's the dating. Now, if you went and downloaded your PDF file from show number 27, then you have this and you can look at it with us.
Yeah, and if you didn't, then that's a good thing to do right now.
Yeah.
If you're at your pooter, download the PDF file. Either print it out or have it on your screen so you can follow along.
Yeah.
So you can raise your hand if you have any questions.
Isn't it funny how I always say comp?
Comp?
If I shorten
and
that.
I say pooter.
And you say pooter. It's like, so together, comp?
Pooter.
Okay. Yikes. This is frightening.
We're two halves of a whole brain here.
All right, so it began 3115, and that first day was
3115 what?
BCE to 2721.
BCE.
BCE.
Day one.
Heaven one. So each...
Bakhtun one.
And how much time is that from 3115 to 2792? 2721. Sorry.
394 years.
Which is 144,000 days.
Wow.
Or 20 tune to the power of?
Two. 400 tune.
Right, it's 400 tune.
Yeah.
Now remember, the Maya calendar, and or as I like to refer to it, the calendrical system, is a tune-based system.
Mm.
It's tune-based.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a tune, of course, 360 keen.
Days.
Or days. So each heaven, each buck tune.
So it's a 360 keen-based calendrical system.
Keen-based? What? 360 keen? Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. I'm with you.
That's why I repeat things back to you.
It's wise that you do.
So that,
so I can keep up.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have 13 cycles.
It's really to confuse you.
Thank you. And you're doing a good job. We have 13 cycles of 144,000 days. And there are things that occurred in these cycles along the way that this is one of the things Carl Johan Kalman realized was encoded in that Koba stone, encoded into the calendar are these cycles, and in that process of discovery, putting it next to history, human history, or Earth history, realized there was a very clear and present pattern. Sounds like a movie.
Clear and present pattern.
Right. All right, so that was the first day. The day of the night, first night was 2721 to 2326 BCE.
Let's just, before we get too far along here, I just want to add something.
Shoot.
There are many, like, dimensions, things that are happening along the way here, and there are many levels, in other words,
okay,
of this that are part and parcel of this great cycle. A lot of parallels. Day one is sowing, and it has a according to the Aztec, a ruling deity,
right,
which was the god of fire and time.
And the name of that god is Xiuhtecuhtli.
She's so good at that. See, that I can't repeat back. I think that's why she does that. So we have day one, heaven one, is this time of sowing. It's the very beginning of the first Bach tune. And as you'll see as we go through this, we have the 13 Bach tunes are also the 7 days and six nights.
Mm-hmm.
They are
the overall 7 days and six nights.
They are the 13 heavens. What we're going to see here is that on the odd-numbered cycles here,
or odd-numbered heavens,
the odd-numbered heavens, that...
Let's stick with one word so we don't confuse people.
Okay, the odd-numbered heavens. There's a very significant thing that occurs, which is an outpouring of light, which is an initiating force.
Okay.
And it stimulates, if you will, the motion or a current of events based on the energy of that particular heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have this here, to show you day one is that sowing time. And it is, the deity is the god of fire and time.
Right.
Heaven 1.
Okay.
Bach tune 1.
Yes. And that's 3115 BCE. It began. Okay, go to Heaven 2, which would be Night 1.
Yeah.
That began 2721 BCE and goes through 2326.
And we have the energy of Night 1. Is the god of earth,
which is Tlaltecuhtli.
Tlaltecuhtli.
No, Tlaltecuhtli.
Tlaltecuhtli.
Now, the ruling deities, let's talk about that for a minute, because that can trip people up.
Yeah.
It could trip people up to say, okay, here's the god, and this is the god's name. Well, but that's not the god I follow. Or it's not the, you know, these are many gods, and now we know there's one god. The thing is, the Maya recognized that there was an energy to these cycles.
Mm-hmm.
They had an energy, and they had names. They were given names. Mm-hmm. And they even had some human personality traits
attributed to.
Right.
Right. So it's called a deity, but really it's an expression
or a
of,
quality.
Or a quality mm-hmm. of. It's like these are different parts or aspects of the creator, of the divine.
Right.
And the way that they observed the different aspects, the way it manifests in the physical world, and they gave these names so that we could identify with them and recognize them.
So it became the tone for day one, of course, is one, and the tone for night one is two. So there's your, you see how you have 1 through 13 under the Bakhtuns and Heavens on this table, and then you have the 7 days and six nights mm-hmm. so that you can follow that. So let's go ahead and just lay these out, because I know there's a ton of discussion.
There is, because this, the basic foundation of this whole thing is, it's based on the numbers 13, which is the root, mm-hmm. and 20.
Right.
It's a 13-20 ratio working all through this, but the root of it is 13.
Yes.
Those 13 qualities.
Yes.
Or
and we
tones.
Are going to get into those qualities.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on.
Day two.
Day two, which is germination. Mm-hmm.
It is heaven number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And the years are 2326 to 1932 BCE.
The deity name is, hold on, I got to take a second on this one.
Chalchluh.
No, it's Chalchihutlikue.
What is it again?
Hold on. Chalchihutlikue, goddess of water.
That's a tough one.
It's easier to say in English.
Yeah, germination.
Chalchihutlikue.
Heaven 3, 2326. To 1932 BCE.
Right. So we have in that area of germination on the second day, goddess of water. Mm-hmm. I notice it's a goddess.
And we also have, you'll notice there's a list there of birds. We're going to leave yeah. that to you to read on your own.
Right.
There are representations also of...
That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Night two. Bakhtun, the heaven is 4.
In the time period 1932 to 1528 BCE.
Tunatiu is the deity.
God of the sun and warriors.
God of the sun and warriors.
And day three.
Day three in the growth cycle of a plant is sprouting.
Sprouting.
Yeah. The tone is 5. It's heaven 5.
Yeah, 1538 to 1144 BCE.
The deity is Tlacoteotl, goddess of love and childbirth.
Night 3.
We're going back into a pulse. These are pulses, wave cycles, mm-hmm. because there is a pulse of light and a pulse of integration of that light.
Which is the night
which
cycle.
Which is the nights. So we've moved from goddess of love and childbirth to the night, to the integrating cycle. Night 3.
Ooh, you get to say that one.
Mictlantecuhtli, God of Death. God of Death in Night 3.
Heaven 6, 1144 to 749 BCE.
Okay. Day number 4. This is the level of proliferation.
Proliferati.
In the seed.
That's what mine says, proliferati.
No, it's just got...
I like that.
Got squished.
It got scrunched.
Yeah. Proliferation. The ruling deity in day 4 is Sintiotl, god of maize and sustenance.
It is heaven 7, 749 to 355 BCE. And do we want to cover this right now, the butterfly, or do that when we finish the list?
You know,
or?
in the section on birds, the bird associated to each of the Bakhtuns.
Yeah.
Here is the butterfly.
It's the only one,
it's
the only day cycle, the tone cycle, that's not represented by a bird.
Yeah, it's a different
day
kind 5, of bird.
Day 5, which, well, we're coming up on very soon, this year, in fact.
No, butterflies day four.
Butterflies day four.
Yeah.
Oops.
Day four. We're in day four.
I got screwed up.
But it's a butterfly.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know, it's the cocooning in here.
Which,
because we're coming up on that changeover that happens. Because that's seven. It's the top of the
pyramid, that's right.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's the breaking through. There's a breakthrough that happens in that seventh heaven. And that's where we just came out of the fourth day. We're
right.
In the fourth night. So we're in this breakthrough.
The integration of the breakthrough.
Yeah. And here it comes. May 27, 28 is the beginning of the breakthrough celebration.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So
the reason
that's where we are now,
so
in this
the reason
underworld.
The butterfly is there, because if you put all this, these 13 steps on a seven level pyramid, which is again common in many cultures around the world, the climb up to the top is seven steps.
Right.
And that's, you know, and that's kind of like where the work is involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you take this forward from heaven one to heaven seven.
It's a
steady progressive climb up,
that
consciousness is working.
Yeah.
And when it gets to the seventh, then
here's what happens. You ring the bell, because it's getting a little bit.
The
momentum picks up.
The next step is you're on your way down the other side again.
Right.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13.
To complete the cycle.
Yeah.
So seven is the
butterfly
stage.
Because you brought that out.
Oh.
So night four, moving on, the ruling deity, I know you can say this one for night four.
Can.
So say it.
Tlaloc.
There you go. Tlaloc is the ruling deity for night four in the 13 Bhaktuns of the Great Cycle. And likewise, it is the ruling deity for this eighth heaven, fourth night in this underworld.
That we're in right now.
So this is layer, 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 layer.
A lot of layers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tlaloc is whom?
God of rain and war.
Which is kind of interesting when you think about it in this. Now, remember that, Jay, go ahead and give, before I say that, duration of years.
355 BCE to 40 CE. Did we say this was BCE is before Common Era?
Right.
And CE is Common Era, which of course is, it's like before Christ and after Christ.
Gets
but
changed.
Now it's called before Common Era.
That's right,
because
we've got to squeeze out holiness out of our calendrical,
out of our timeline,
our dating processes.
We do.
Which we've done quite well. I think we accomplished that pretty well.
And who you say we? I mean, what do you mean by that?
I mean, like the Gregorian calendar and the forward progression of dualistic thinking.
Yeah, because the Gregorian calendar has this effect that it does. That's what it produces. It kind of works to squeeze out any spiritual or consciousness related significance from our lives, which is part of the separation process that it reinforces.
Yes.
Keeping us, you know, separate from
keeping consciousness, the separation there.
Yeah, from each other,
so
from
ourselves.
So if
we look at the layer of where we are now in the eighth heaven, fourth night, I just wanted to make this point that each of these Bhaktuns, it's not that everything that occurs in these Bhaktuns, which we're going to be covering history in this series as well, and that's going to get really interesting, I think, at least it is to me, but the Bhaktun, it's not like, okay, the shift happens at the year for eighth heaven is 355 BCE. It's not like, boom, it starts and everything is supposed to happen and there happens. No, there's this other frequency that is occurring where you have mid-Bhaktun shifts or mid-heaven
shifts.
Shifts.
Yeah.
In other words, sometimes. In the middle of the fourth day.
Yeah.
In the middle of the fourth day, the fourth night is going to begin to make itself known. Very much like dawn, heading toward dawn, you don't see the sun yet. You haven't reached that period of the day where you see the sun, mm-hmm. but you know the sun is rising. And this is that frequency that's running between, from mid-heaven
to mid-heaven. Yeah, one of those many, many layers that weave itself through this whole process.
So it really is. It's like a sine wave. You have the Bhaktuns themselves from beginning to end, which are days and nights, and they're moving in that fashion, if you can visualize a wave, up and down. And then you have this other mid to mid, which is weaved in there, in between.
Which on this level, with the we're talking about Bhaktun cycles here, there are mid-Bhaktun cycles called Khatuns.
Right.
Which are 20-tune periods.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are also, it's another resonant frequency, if you will, of which there are very significant events occurring at those.
Yeah.
And with following that pattern also.
And you'll begin to see those as we start plugging in historical events. Day five, that's the budding, of the plant.
Yeah.
That's a significant moment in the plant's life. The ruling deity is Quetzalcoatl, god of light.
Yeah, it's heaven 9, and the time frame is 40 to 434 common era.
In the great cycle. Night 5. Tezcatlipoca is the ruling deity, and that is the god of darkness.
And the time frame is 434 to 829 CE.
And it is heaven 10. Day 6, flowering. Now, there's another kind of a breakthrough, isn't it? Mm. I mean, how do you feel when flowers begin to come out in the spring? It does something. It does something to us.
Yeah.
You know, it's a significant time. The ruling deity for day 6 is Yohualtisitl, goddess of birth.
That's heaven 11, 829 to 1213 CE.
Okay. Moving into the next cycle of integration, night 6. This is the most difficult one. It's got about 13 letters in it. Oh, man. I'm going to say it slowly. It's Tlahuizcalpantecutli, god before dawn.
I just spotted a typo.
I know.
God before down.
Yeah.
Would that be the
hopefully I fixed that before it went up in the PDF.
Second down or third down?
I'm sorry?
Hopefully not fourth down.
Yeah, not fourth down.
That's a football joke.
I didn't get it.
Bad, bad, bad.
Okay, so
shame
this is night 6.
Shame on me.
The Bhaktun or heaven is 12.
1223 to 1617 CE.
In the great cycle.
And that brings us to day 7.
Fruition.
Fruition.
The fruit of the labors.
Yeah, it's heaven 13 and Andy Mack.
Ruling deities are Ometeotl and Omecinatl, dual creator god.
The time frame here is 1617 to 2011, common era.
And the heaven is the 13th.
The 13th heaven.
So we today are living in the 13th heaven of the great cycle.
The final Bhaktun.
We are in the last minutes of the last hour. We're really in the 11th hour.
Yeah, of this 144,000 day cycle,
yeah.
This 13th Bhaktun
mm-hmm.
of the great cycle. There's a...
It's like, wowee!
Let's see, 2,058 days, I think, left. Or, you know, about 5 years.
Right.
We're coming down to it.
Yeah, we're 2,000... We are 2,050 some odd days.
Yeah. The end of the world as we know it, the beginning, more importantly, of a brand new world.
A new man, Homo creativus.
Yeah.
No the more sorrow. The end of the world as we know it. The end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. I feel fine.
Oh, yeah.
I feel fine.
And that's going to be our music for this podcast. That's our pod safe music moment, even though it is definitely a song we would have to pay royalties
on. Bordering
on
copyright infringement there just a bit.
Maybe a little bit. We're not going to...
Pod unsafe music.
That's right, but we're not going to, you know, get picky here. Just not going to get picky.
It's a great tune.
In fact, just to be sure that we don't get picky here, the Mayan Calendar Cast is produced in a 69 vintage Airstream, also known as the Air Radio Podcast Station. This podcast is protected under the Creative Commons license. That's right.
Yeah, so...
As are the songs we sing from the radio. Okay, so the next time out, this has been Podcast 28. Do head to the show notes. Get your PDF file for
in hand.
I'm going to include
carry it with you at all times.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and it's in
you
podcast.
Can pin it to the front of your shirt.
That's right.
So that you always know where it is.
Get the PDF because I'm not going to include it on the next show.
You're not?
No.
Okay, what about the rest
of this?
People
are going to have to be smart.
We're going to do the rest of this?
Are you kidding me?
That's the juicy part.
Are you kidding me? Our next step is we're getting into religions, when they started, how they fit into this great cycle. That's going to be in the next podcast.
Next podcast.
We'll see you there.
We're not going to do it now? I want to do it now. Come on, Andy. Let's do it now. Now.
He knows better.
No, I don't.
He knows.
Absolutely do not.
You have been listening.
I refuse to know.
To Mayan Calendar Cast from AirstreamRadio.com.
It's not possible to know.
That's true. The minute you know something,
you don't.
Stop knowing it.
That's right.
My name's Andy Mack.
And this is Jag Daddy, alias Jaggy Appleseed.
And we're going to be...
As it pertains to this particular podcast.
And we're going to be continuing to nurture this seed in the very next show. We'll see you there.
We're going to add a little water.
Yes. And some poop.
Poop. We're going to poop on this seed?
No, manure.
Does that mean we're going
to... manure to feed it.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of water were you referring to now? I'm wondering. It's poop and water. Fertilizer. You're talking about... Nurturing.
I actually got you, and that's the first time in a long time. All right. We'll see you next time in Lakesh.
Yeah, we got to go eat something for this, prepare for this next process.